Somebody said, Dollar's not my real last name. I named myself Dollar so I can get a bigger offering. Do you remember Afro Sheen? God's blessing is like the Afro Sheen. It's an ability on your afro. Some of y'all remember when you had the afro? How many of you should have an afro? Lift your hands. Yeah, okay. Now I realize we just don't have black folks in here, so do you remember Moose? The blessing works like the moose. The blessing is the moose put on the hair of a white man to help him to style his hair in a way he couldn't style it before he put the moose on. The blessing is the power of God on your life, enabling you to do what you couldn't do until God smeared it on you and empowered you to do things to gain sweatless victory in every area of your life. I say right now, the blessing is working in me, on me, and around me. Somebody shout, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Let me tell you something about voodoo and hoodoo. I know the devil sent voodoo people here, and I know you be trying to cast curses on me to try to get me to stumble up, and you be trying to do all that other stuff, but you need to have an understanding why you're here, that you can't curse what God has already blessed. You can't do it. You can get snake heads and lizard butts, and you can stick it in a goat blood, and you can mix it around with all kinds of stuff, and you can say you and moody boo boo boo, and you can do all kinds of stuff, and you can throw a dash here and throw a dash there, and you can make a motion there and make a motion there, and it's still gonna come out the same way, blessed. You cannot curse what God has blessed. I don't care what you say, and I don't care how you do it. If I'm blessed already, you can't curse me. You wasting your time. Take your voodoo and hoodoo somewhere else, because it ain't gonna work here. I went by a store of a friend of mine took me by this store, and very famous guy in Turkey, and he wanted to meet me because he says, I've seen you on television. I said, in Turkey? He said, yeah. I said, look at that. We come on TV in Turkey, and we ain't even paying for it. We don't even know it, man. Don't nobody even know it. We just come. The man pulled out all his evidence of how he'd been following me and all this kind of stuff. And then, boy, the blessing started kicking in. He took his tape out and started measuring me and putting coats and stuff on me and doing all kinds of stuff. He says, I'm going to make a suit. And, you know, he couldn't understand English. So I looked at my driver. And he's Turkish. I said, tell him I'm blessed. He said, whatever, you know, this stuff like that. And then when he told him, he said, I said, yeah, I'm blessed. You do good to hook up with me. And I was so proud of the boy. He knew enough about the blessing to know that it would be to his advantage to sow into it before I got out of there. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, every time I step off my plane, devils better get out of the way. Devils better get out of the way. Devils better get out of the way, because the blessing has landed.
I put a spell on you.